Jason Hansen with a kickoff. It lands in the end zone and bounces out the back. Leon Washington lets it go, and that'll be a touchback. Seattle will take over. First and 10 at their own 20.
So if you're 5-0.
About time you showed some signs
of life. No, so if you're 5-0.
You've been sleeping over there for 30 minutes.
Well, I didn't get home till 5 in the morning. But if you're 5-0, then you go out there and have the attitude, ah, this is okay. It's not a must-win game. We got some money in the bank. We'll just go out and play. No, that's wrong.
Listen, you go beat that straw man up. That's a straw man argument.
Oh, that's a straw man.
It's not the point.
You know what? You've been listening to too many political shows. It's a straw man argument. Who have you been watching? MSNBC?
I'd like to redistribute you.
I'll redistribute.
Here we come. First and 10 from the 20. Handoff. Nope. Play action fake. Wilson sets deep in the pocket. Being chased. Now rolls left. Throws it underneath. Got it complete. Caught by Anthony McCoy. McCoy doubles back to the 25. Now gets outside to the 30. And a first down to the 33-yard line. That time, Wilson just bought time, bought time. They wanted to go for the home run right off the bat. But instead, as his receivers downfield were covered, he checked it down to McCoy, who picked up 13.
Lions did a great job of having him covered deep. Because you're right. Wilson wanted to go long, but that's when you've got to get the pass rush home. And that time, the Lions' front four pass rush wasn't there to force Wilson to throw on the run and be inaccurate.
First and 10, Seattle from their own 33. Lynch with it. Little room over the left side across the 35 to the 36. Lewis Delmas stops him there. It's a gain of 3 on the play to the 36. Second down and 7 coming up. Seattle on top. 14 minutes to go, third quarter. Wilson will work from the gun with Lynch to his right. Inside handoff goes to Lynch, and he's got a hold of the 40. Very close to first down yardage. They needed the 43. They're right there. Steven Tulloch with the tackle for Detroit. They will, in fact, move the chains. First down, Seattle.
That's an interesting set. They moved their tight end, McCoy, all the way over to the sideline. I mean, literally, he's about 2 yards away from their own bench. And it takes a Lion defender over there, usually a safety. And then they run back away from him to where a single safety is deep and unable to get up to the line of scrimmage and play the run.
First and 10. Looked like Seattle moved early. No flag. Wilson in trouble. Gets rid of it and gets it to Lynch, who gets to the 44-yard line. Lewis Delmas with the tackle. Boy, it looked like their tackle, Brino Giacomini, was out early. But no flag from the official. He was up and moving, I thought. No such luck. Second down and 9 coming up. They scrimmage from their own 44. To the line they come. Wilson ducks in behind center. Lynch the lone back. 3 receivers left, 1 right. Now the tight end Zach Miller in motion to the right side. They fake the give. Wilson wants to throw. Deep down the middle. Scott Rice and just barely overthrows him inside the 10. Rice had a step on the defender. The safety Silva was late getting over there. The Lions caught a break there. If that's a better throw, that's a touchdown.
Yeah, and Delmas comes up a little bit lame. I'm not so sure that, Delmas is coming off the field. He and Silva kind of collided. And Delmas is coming off the sideline. See what the Lions do about the safety position.
Delmas is definitely limping a little bit as he comes off. Met by the Lions training staff. Meanwhile, third down, 9 to go. Eric Coleman in for Delmas. Empty backfield. Wilson. Shotgun snap. Takes. Pocket holds. Now he's in trouble. Being chased. Throws under duress and it's incomplete. The pocket fell apart that time. Pressure coming from Willie Young. And Wilson had to get rid of it. He threw it high for his intended receiver and it's incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down.
Lions play a game outside with Ndamukong Suh. Put him wide at defensive end and he charges down inside. Willie Young loops outside of that and runs right into the rollout of Russell Wilson and forces the poor throw. Good interior twist game by Young and Sue.
Ryan to punt. Logan back deep, calls for a fair catch, makes it at the 16-17-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. First down and 10, 39-yard punt. Lions have it. 12:11 to go, third quarter. 17-14, Seattle leads Detroit. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun. Yay! Shopping for new tires? Not so fun. Yay! So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period. Yay! At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter, so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't, at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
All right, our second half Bell Tire touchdown contestant is Kevin Dabrowski from New Haven. Kevin, good luck. Lions need some touchdowns here in the second half. Right now they've got the football, first and 10 at their own 17. Every Lion possession today has either started at the 20 or inside the 20. So field position has not been their friend. First and 10 from the 17, Stafford up under center. Matthew takes, wants to throw, sets the pocket, being chased, rolls right, being chased and now taken down. Gonna be a big loss back inside the 10-yard line. Leroy Hill came on a blitz and he got Stafford.
Well, clearly again, the Seahawks are running a blitz from the inside linebacker position and it isn't picked up by the Lion offensive front. And that's just a good play by the Seahawks. And you want to talk about field position? When you allow a negative play like that on first down, you are behind the down boxes and in big trouble.
Loss of 9. It brings up a second and 19 from their own 8.
It's like you need a big play now just to get the down box turned over.
Stafford out of the gun, empty backfield. He takes, three-man rush, sets up a quick throw right side. Got it to Titus Young with blockers. Titus 15. Titus forced out at the 16-yard line. Boy, the Lions had Seattle outnumbered there, but they just couldn't clear him out of the way. Richard Sherman fought his way through to stop him. Well, after an 8-yard gain, it'll bring up a more manageable third and 11.
Well, as a blocker, as Michael assured there, you don't know where the running back is going, where Young was going to go. He had Sherman blocked, and then Young bounced it outside, and he couldn't screen him off to the inside and allowed Sherman to make the tackle.
Third and 11. Calvin Johnson yet to record a catch today. Lions from their own 16. Stafford with time, throws over the middle, got it complete. It's going to be a first down. Stretching out to get it at the 28-yard line is Ryan Broyles. Nice work in traffic there by the rookie out of Oklahoma. Gain 12, needed 11. First down, Detroit. Down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, the injury update on Louis Delmas. Right now, training staff taking a look at his left knee. He has gone off to the locker room for further evaluation. Keep this in mind, guys. The left knee was the one that Delmas had operated on back in August.
That is not good news for the Lions. They are a different team when Louis Delmas is out there. Ryan Broyles, 3 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown today. First and 10 Lions from their own 28. Stafford turns, gives to the lone back, LeSure, picking his way along the left side. Nope, Joyke Bell. Joyke Bell across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Picks up 5 on the play, second and 5 coming up.
This is big possession by the Lions. After the first down where they lose 9, they're able to convert on the first down. Broyles playing real well as a slot receiver. But you got to continue this drive. You got to get more first downs, and what you're going to try to do is turn field position around. You've been struggling.
ball in your own end, get some first downs, and put the onus back on Seattle to come out of their own end.
Pistol formation, Stafford out of the gun, Bell behind him. Stafford turns, fakes the give to Joy, rolls left, he can run it. Stafford loading up, wants to throw, now he's going to keep it, and he's going to run out of bounds to the 42-yard line. He was looking deep downfield that time, didn't see anything, so he kept it, and there was wide open turf, and he picked up 9 and another first down.
Smart decision by Matthew there. Because if you want to throw that ball deep like that, you know, you got three guys in the secondary who are able to run underneath that and make a play. But if you were able to get the first down and you got four more cracks, that's what you want to do.
Brian Rybiski into the game for the Lions. Again, just signed this week.
Now they got Calvin working the slot this side. They're trying to free him up.
See what they do. First and 10. They scrimmage from their own 43, down by 3. Inside handoff goes to Joyke Bell. Gets 2 to the 45. It'll be 2nd and 8 from there. 8:50 to go here, third quarter. Titus Young back in the game. Rybiski comes out. Lions down 3. They did lead at one point in this one. However, Seattle came back with 14 straight points after a Lions 7-3 lead, and it was Seattle 17-7. Lions have been fighting back ever since. Stafford goes empty. Shotgun formation. Stafford takes. Four-man rush. Stafford drifting left. Sidearms and throws. Got Calvin. First catch of the day. Nope. Incomplete. And Calvin is upended and slow to get up by Brandon Brower. Now he bounces up and heads back to the huddle. Catchable ball for Calvin. Had to go up and get it, but was separated from the football as Brower submarined him, and Calvin came down hard on his backside and didn't hang on.
Well, what they did is they were able to get Calvin on a square in route behind the linebackers in front of the safeties. But in order to get the ball in there, Matthew had to throw it high to get it over those backers. Now Calvin went up, climbed the ladder to get it, but couldn't hold on when he hit the ground.
3rd down and 8 for the Lions from their own 45. Kevin Smith into the game for Detroit. Stafford works out of the gun, empty backfield, looking at a 4-man Seattle front. They bring the blitz as well off the outside. They set it up and throw right at it, and they get the first down by doing that. It is Brandon Pettigrew, who I believe got just enough down to the 47-yard line to move the chains. Blitz came off the right side of the offense, left side of the defense. They threw right into it. Nice play by Stafford to find the hot receiver in the open area, and Pettigrew got just enough to move the chains.
Well, and give Pettigrew some credit, because when that blitz comes, that receiver has to recognize it, and you got to turn your head around fast, because you know that ball's coming out fast because Stafford's staring at the blitz. They executed that beautifully.
Lions now 6 of 10 on 3rd down. 1st and 10 now from the Seattle 47. Stafford takes, gives to Joyke Bell. Bell running right. Tried to cut it up, got down to the 46, 45-yard line, got 2. Bobby Wagner tackles him there. It'll be 2nd and 8. Lions not getting a lot on 1st down on this drive, Brandy, finding themselves in situations of either lost yardage or short yardage and 2nd and long.
Well, they've come up with good plays, though. Even though they're behind the down box, I mean, the first one was when they lost 9 yards on their first down play.
After that, 5-2-2.
Right, and they've done a good job on 3rd downs to get these things converted and keep this drive alive.
2nd and 8 here from the Seahawk 45. Stafford out of the gun, empty backfield, 2 left, 2 right. Blitz comes, Stafford in trouble. He throws into it, it's knocked up in the air and incomplete. Blitz came free off the left side that time. Earl Thomas, the safety. Nobody blocked him. Stafford just had to get rid of it, and it goes incomplete after being batted down at the line.
You know who's responsible for blocking him? Stafford. They've got everybody else covered. Stafford got to know that that's an unblocked guy that you've got no chance to block because you're empty in the backfield, so you got no help there. You've got to find a quick receiver and get the ball out. He did, but the blitzer got a hand on the pass.
11th play of the drive on 3rd and 8. Stafford out of the shotgun, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Seattle brings 4. Stafford looks, now rolling right, sidearms, throws. What a catch down at the 36-yard line. Titus Young laid out, grabbed it, and picked up 10 and the 1st down. Oh, Titus, that is sweet.
That's a great catch. And you got a holding call, I believe, against the defense, too. So Lions going to get a first down no matter what, but they'll take the yardage here on the catch from Titus Young.
Six catches, 87 yards for Titus.
Holding defense, number 39. Penalties declined. Result of play, first and 10, Detroit.
Six for 87 and a TD for Titus. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
First and 10 from the Seahawk 36, LeSure in the game. Hang on a second, play is dead.
Well, they're going to review, or they're going to challenge the play. Pete Carroll,
red flag is out.
I think the spot.
Well, he may challenge the spot or whether or not it was caught. The spot, he was never touched down, and he rolled over, and they gave him a little bit of progress, I think, at that point. We'll see. The penalty would have been an automatic first down anyway. That's a great point, Joe Abramson, our spotter, points out. Even if it's not a catch, even if it's not a first down based on distance.
Challenge the previous play of a completed catch. We'll review the play.
Doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be a Lion first down because of the penalty. So all Seattle's possibly picking up is about 5 yards based on their challenge, if in fact it is successful when they go under the hood.
In my humble opinion, this is an ill-advised challenge.
And it might be a waste of a timeout if they don't get it right. So we'll step aside while they go under the hood. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call Adam at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, introduces the Made in Michigan Great Lakes Pizza Collection, supporting the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Visit any Buddy's today and show your support.
After reviewing the play, ruling on the field has been confirmed. As a catch, the ball never touched the ground. Seattle will be charged a first team timeout, play clock on the 25, game clock on the snap.
So Seattle loses a timeout. They really didn't have much to gain there. It might have been a difference of 5 yards based on the penalty that would have been assessed had that been a successful challenge. But that coach's challenge brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan. 12th play of the drive coming up. They've covered 47 yards in 5 minutes and 33 seconds. Longest drive of the day for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun on first and 10. Toss to LeSure, cutting it up right side, 35. LeSure down to the 30 and dragging a tackler down close to the 29-yard line. It's a pickup of 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3. Adam Branch, former Wolverine, on the tackle.
I'll tell you what, a little bit of Seattle's own medicine. Quick pitch to the right. Put 2 blockers out there, pulled a guard. Got a lot of people out in front of Michael LeSure. Instead of going 77, you know, it goes 5, but still a good first down gain for the Lions.
LeSure, 10 carries, 46 yards so far today. 2nd and 3, Detroit, from the Seattle 29. Stafford digs in behind center, lone back, Joyke Bell. Stafford takes, wants to throw. Pocket's clean. Looks right, now comes back left, throws middle of the field. This could be picked off. Picked off by Earl Thomas down at the 3-yard line. Wanted Tony Scheffler. He was double covered. Maybe Stafford did not see that safety coming over from the middle to help out, and he burns him.
That's a play where you've got to read that safety. You've got to know there's help in the middle of the field, center field, and if you're going to throw that ball in there, you've got to keep it toward the numbers, not toward the hash, because that safety's playing right on the hash. Matthew'd like to have that one back.
Seventh interception of the season thrown by Stafford, and the Lions are still down by 3, 17-14. Seahawks will be backed up, first and 10 from their own 3. Crowd in the end zone to our right, rising and making noise. Robert Turbin, the deep back in an eye. He gets the call. He gets hit and he gets taken down by Ndamukong Suh, who crashed in and dropped him. Lucky if he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, what Suh did was he kept the cutback lane and took it away from the running back. He just stayed home, read his keys. Turbin tried to cut it back, and there's Ndamukong to just engulf him.
It's a loss of 1 back to the 2. It'll bring up 2nd and 11, and now Marshawn Lynch checks in. He's the deep back in the eye, standing about 6 yards deep in the end zone.
Watch that run action bootleg.
Wilson, under center, turns, fakes the give to Lynch, throws right flat to Lynch. Check it, it's the fullback, Michael Robinson, who gets across the 5 to the 8-yard line before he's taken down. Gain of 6 on the play, and it'll bring up now 3rd and 5.
Well, that's a play that's a goal line play and a get out of your own territory play. Really, right out of Pete Carroll's USC playbook. Double back fake out of an I formation, and you run the fullback at the defensive end, but instead of blocking him, you shift the block and miss it and head out into the flat.
Seahawks 1 of 6 on 3rd down. Lions go nickel 5 defensive backs. Wilson out of the gun on 3rd and 5. Seattle from their own 8. Wilson throws right side, got a man wide open, caught by Turbin, who crosses the 20 and gets upended at the 24-yard line by Ricardo Silva. 16-yard gain and a 1st down.
One of those routes right out of the backfield. Who's got him covered? And it's a pick play. That should have been interference. Just looking at the replay, the wide receiver comes in and literally blocks our defensive
Durant.
Back.
It was Durant.
Justin Durant, the linebacker, who had the coverage, blocks him. That should have been interference, wasn't called.
1st and 10, they fake the give, and they go on the end around to Rice. Rice trying to cut it back inside. Gets across the 25 to the 26, 27-yard line. Gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7. We'll go down to the sideline. T.O.
Dan and Jim, injury update from down here. Training staff right now working on the right calf of Michael LeSure. His return is questionable.
All right, Tony, thank you. So the Lions may need to call on Joyke Bell. May need to call on Kevin Smith. In fact, LeSure has issues with getting back in there. Yeah. 2nd and 7 here.
Right now, they need to calm that defense to get Seattle off the field.
Wilson takes in the gun. In trouble. Now he's going to run out of it, and he's going to get good yardage across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. 8-yard gain and a 1st down. So a drive that started back at Seattle's 3 is now beginning to look formidable as they've got it 1st and 10. Their own 36.
Well, it looked like all the world he was going to throw that ball. You know, that reminds me of Tiger Woods sometimes goes back to hit his driver and stops in mid-swing. Well, that's what Russell Wilson looked like there, and it caught the Lions off guard.
2:20 to go, 3rd quarter. Seattle up 17-14. Wilson up under center on 1st and 10. Play action fake sets in the pocket. Plenty of time. Now he throws deep right side. Got Rice out there. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Ricardo Silva coming back left sideline. 40. Silva, 45. And taken down there. A big takeaway for the Lions by Ricardo Silva. And they've got it back plus a 26-yard return.
That's
boy, did they need that.
Big time. And I'll tell you what. Silva did a great job because Russell Wilson saw Sidney Rice escaping down the right sideline deep. Silva almost baited him into the throw, He got over in front of the pass and made the play.
Eighth interception of the year thrown by Russell Wilson. The Lions have it back. They still trail by three. 1:57 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds PVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
You've spent your whole life figuring things out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them. To learn more about individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
Ricardo Silva with the first interception of his career, and it's a big one because the Lions have it back, trailing by three. First and 10 from their own 44. Joyke Bell in at running back to the left of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford takes with time. Looks, sets, throws, got it complete. It is caught. Calvin Johnson, middle of the field, 35-30. And Calvin in Seattle territory. He's dropped at the 30-yard line. That's going to go for a 26-yard completion, and the Lions are in business. That is the first catch of the day for Megatron.
Well, that's that square end route again. And what they do is they get the linebacker over to the right side by sending the running back over there, and Calvin squares in behind that backer in front of the defensive back. And that time Stafford hit him in stride.
They'll mark it at the 31, give Calvin 25 of the catch. First and 10, Lions in Seahawk territory. Bell with the handoff over the left side, inside the 30, down to the 27 and close to the 26-yard line. Allen Branch with the tackle. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Branch is a load, too. 3 1/4. It's 6'6 in his 6th year. Started his career out of Michigan. Went to Arizona, and he was there with Gabe Watson, two Michigan guys. And Branch has found a home here in Seattle. Did better here than he did in Arizona.
Five on first down, 2nd and 5 here. Stafford under center, Bell the lone back. Stafford takes, play action, fake, sets the pocket, setting up a screen, does, got it to Bell. Bell, 20, Bell cutting left, Bell out of the 17-yard line. And the Lions will have a first down there. Bobby Wagner with a tackle, but a 9-yard gain. Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day every day at U.S. Park.
One blocker screen that time. They go to the left. Joyke Bell does a great job of getting into a spot. Stafford fits the ball to him. And Backus is the one blocker screen out front that gets one block and gets about 5 extra yards for Bell.
No scoring in the third quarter as it comes to a close. We enter the fourth as we entered the third. 17-14 Seattle on top, but the Lions are on the move. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said, call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.